Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Word of Mom Radio and the Mompreneur Model Show. I'm your host, Dori DiCarlo, and you know we're here week after week dispelling those myths that, you know, women who work from home are just dabbling in business in between, you know, getting our nails done and bake sales. We're smart, savvy businesswomen who are finding that balance between building a business, raising a family, you know, creating a happy life for themselves, making a good, strong marriage. I mean, we're so spread out in everything that we do, and it's just such a great time to be able to come here week after week and be able to share with you on Word of Mom Radio the wonderful women that I have met along my journey in social media. And today is a perfect example of that. My guest today is Leela Francis, and I'm happily somebody who can say that, you know, I know Leela in person. I've been to one of her group sessions, and let me give you a little background on her. She's the founder of Vividly Woman, Embodiment Leader and Tools Training. She's a facilitator of groups and individuals for 20 years and really an expert in the field of body consciousness and soulful personal expression. Leela, along with her self, you know, her personally trained assistants, facilitate Vividly Women workshops and retreats at beautiful nature resorts all over the continent, and she appears regularly as a speaker and a contributing facilitator at other live and virtual events. She's now the author of a newly released book, or a book that's being ready to be released, Woman's Way Home, Navigating Your Path to Embodied Power. And Leela is really devoted to just guiding women home to vividly knowing and dancing their self-worth, body, self, and soul. And I'm so happy to be sharing her here today on Word of Mom Radio. So hi, Leela. Welcome to the Mompreneur Model Show. How are you?
Hey, Dori. I'm great. Thank you so much for having me on today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I love that you have a new book coming out.
I know.
I actually, your small book that I had gotten at the workshop that I was at, I actually have that on my bedside. And we'll take a look at the different things because, you know, the way you share is just, it is so soulful. And it just comes, so, you know, so honestly from who you are and that empowering person that you are.
Thank you, Dori.
I want to hear, you're welcome, it's the truth, and I want to hear all about your new book, you know, so I'm going to start with this. What inspired you to now go that route and create this book?
Well, what really got me writing was that, you know, Vividly Woman has been guiding and empowering women now for about 8 years, and we use a very specific system called the Vividly Woman Solar System. It's a system of embodiment to help women live into the most vividly woman version of themselves, of living lives that are alive and now, you know, not putting off into the future, but living their fullest lives now. And, you know, I know that not all women are able to come to live events right away, and I really wanted to have the concepts and the principles and the information available to all women, regardless of whether, you know, whether it works for you to come to a live event. So the new book, Woman's Way Home, Navigating Your Path to Embodied Power, really maps out the Vividly Woman system and uses stories from my own life and those of my students and my clients to help illustrate all of the different elements of the Vividly Woman system.
So I have to ask you, what inspired you to really want to serve women like this?
Well, you know, I spent many years of my life struggling. You know, for instance, and some of our listeners may be able to relate to what I'm going to share, there were a lot of things that I thought I needed to be in order to be accepted and loved and approved of. And I worked really, really hard to achieve those things and to be those things. And for example, for many years when I was younger, I desperately wanted to have children, and I thought that if I could have children, I could, you know, prove my womanhood and prove my self-worth. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to have children, and so that was very, very difficult. But I thought, okay, well, I can't have children, so I'll have a very, you know, fulfilling relationship, and I'll find the perfect husband, and that will be how I prove my self-worth. And despite how hard I tried to do that, I was basically, you know, going from one relationship to the next, and I was never fulfilled, and I was never satisfied. So finally, I just felt like, okay, I'm a complete relationship failure. I can't have a baby. I can't have a, you know, a good relationship. And I, of course, I was always comparing myself to other relationships, and mine was never measuring up. So finally, I said, okay, well, you know what? I'm going to have a business. I'm going to make a lot of money, and that's how I'm going to prove my self-worth. So I worked really, really hard. But despite how devoted I wasn't getting anywhere. I wasn't making a lot of money. I wasn't achieving, you know, acknowledgement and exposure out in the world. And finally, I just felt like such a complete failure. Everywhere that I tried to prove myself and achieve self-worth, I wasn't able to. So I finally just, I ran away. I ended up on a beach in Mexico, and I realized that I couldn't keep looking outside of myself for my self-worth. I had to look inside. And that's when I started doing my deepest work. And that's where I started finding the depth and the power and the wisdom inside my own body, and started realizing that that is where my self-worth is. And I became passionate about helping other women to find that in themselves and to not have to suffer. And that's really where and how Vividly Woman was born.
You know, I think a lot of people can relate to what you were talking about, you know, especially women, because so much of the, and I'm using the little quotes in the air, of that womanhood, the idea of having children and everything else, for so many people, you know, as you were saying, that defines your success, you know. I mean, I was blessed. I have three healthy, beautiful children. My best friend can't have kids. And for years, that it was such an issue for her in her life, and it really did connect to her self-worth and everything else. And women need to know that that's not all we are. You know, there is so much more to our essence. And I love that this is the journey that has inspired you to want to share this with other women, you know, because it really does come from within. And, you know, I want to ask you, what do you think is like the number one reason women struggle with experiencing happiness and success and health for themselves in their daily lives?
Well, you know, I think that there are certainly a lot of different reasons, but the one that really is way up there and that I want women to pay more attention to, and I want all of our listeners to really be able to hear what I'm going to say now, the really big reason is that we spend most of our time in our heads. We are experts at running away from living in our body. We live in a very fragmented state. As soon as we have any experience of any kind of feeling that we're uncomfortable with, instead of being able to stay home in our own body, to be able to feel safe to stay home in our own body, we chronically are running up into our head. And this creates a lot of suffering for women, because we are deep, feeling, empathic, sensual beings at our very core. And unless we honor that, and most of that wisdom and power lives in our body, unless we honor that, we are living in a state of resistance to our very own power and wisdom. And this causes a lot of suffering for us.
Hmm. you know, it's amazing because I see this often in women who look to other people to validate them. You know, if I don't have a relationship, then I'm not valid. You know, if I'm struggling with things, and again, you know, I love you're coming from the fact that it really does come from within. It's unleashing the innate power, you know, of that whole, I mean, the whole concept of feminine power, you know. And what do you feel about that?
Well, absolutely. One of the hugest issues for women is that we're constantly looking outside of ourselves and feeling that we have to live up to other people's standards and other people's expectations. And the thing is that, you know, each and every one of us is already amazing. We're already wise. We're already powerful. We're already successful in so many ways. And if you're chronically living your life projecting your success out into the future somewhere, that's going to keep creating dissatisfaction in the present moment. And you can only create fulfillment and well-being and health in the future by creating many, many moments of it in the present moment. So what I teach women to do is to look around at their lives now, to celebrate and affirm and enjoy the abundance that is present in your life now, and to stop dreaming it and to start living it. So, you know, at a typical Vividly Woman event, you know, you'll spend time dancing, you'll spend time out in nature, you'll spend time in sacred circle, and all of this, all of these are tools and devices to get you to be present and to fall in love with the woman that you already are. And, you know, I'm not saying that we can't aspire and we can't have goals and we can't have dreams. It's just that if you're living exclusively in that zone out in the future into what's going to happen next or tomorrow or next year or when I have the perfect body or when I have the perfect relationship or when I have enough money, you are going to miss out on living your fullest and most radiant life right now. And, you know, this is the number one issue. And this is why there's so much depression and there's so much dissatisfaction amongst women. You know, majority of women that, you know, you meet are struggling. They're struggling with something. And it's not about stuff out there. It's about stuff in here. But the beautiful, you know, thing is that we have the answers and we have the wisdom and we have the power. And it's all inside.
You know, it's interesting that you say that. For those people that, excuse me, follow me on social media, whether it's on Facebook or Twitter or wherever, I constantly talk about creating your wonderful, you know, one moment at a time, you know, and that, you know, today is the gift. That's why it's called the present. So we unwrap what goes on moment by moment each day, live those moments. You know, and experience those and create the best today you can create. I actually, it's so funny, I've talked to people about this before. I think, you know, when you look at getting married and, you know, till death do us part, it's like saying to an alcoholic, you can never have a drink again. They never talk about that. Don't drink today. And I think if people, when they got married, create, you know, just promise to create the best today they could create, each and every today that they have, because this is all you have. You can't guarantee tomorrow. You know, you're here today. And so I so, you know, just respond to the way that you're sharing this, because I do think it is so critical that people start realizing that each day is a step to where you are going. It is a step on that journey. And yes, having goals is wonderful and everything else, but if you don't concentrate on what's happening today, you miss it, and you can never get it back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and
the thing
and
is that we can have goals and dreams and desires for the future, and those are healthy to have, but it doesn't make what's happening today wrong or bad. We can still celebrate today and use it as a launching pad for what we're creating tomorrow. In fact, we wouldn't aspire to what we aspire to now unless we were able to get to where we are today. In fact, where we are today is something that we wished for yesterday. So it's definitely worthy of celebration. And when you read Woman's Way Home, Navigating Your Path to Embodied Power, you're going to discover that, you know, one big piece is that as a woman, you're not alone. A lot of women are living in states of isolation where they think nobody understands me. If anybody knew mm-hmm. what I was thinking or what I was feeling, I would be, you know, nobody would like me. And so there's a lot of secrecy and there's a lot of hiding. And it's really, really important that we understand that we are not alone. And it's also really important that each of us as women have a safe place where we can share the truth of who we are. But not just so that we can come together and whine and complain and, you know, bemoan, you know, situations. It's to be inspired by each other. And it's to remember that each of us is a channel for healing and love and divine wisdom to come through us. And at Vividly Woman's Circles, and you may remember this story because you were with us at Dance Your Power, what we do in Sacred Circle is that each one of us becomes a channel for divine wisdom. We're not there so much to have a conversation back and forth. We're there to hold space for each other in an honoring and loving way and to hold each other to our highest. And one of the distinctions that I make is between a friend and a sister. And a friend is somebody who you have known maybe for a very long time. She's somebody that you have history with, that you recreate with, that knows you very well. A sister may be all of those things, but she's also somebody that holds you to your highest. She doesn't collude with you when you're, you know, putting yourself down, when you're not honoring yourself, when you're not treating yourself as a goddess and in a loving way. Your sister is going to be honest with you about it, and she's going to mirror back to you a way that you can honor and love yourself. And something I want to say to all of our women that are listening today, it's absolutely vital that you recognize the women in your life who are your sisters and who are holding you to your highest, and that you, you know, spend a lot of time with those women. Those are the ones who you want to be gravitating towards, because they're the ones that are going to create love and light and celebration in your life. And that's what you want more of, right?
Absolutely. And I, you know, it's so amazing in raising my kids. You know, I used to tell them all the time, it's like, you know what, you pick your friends wisely, because the people in your life should always be people who empower you, who encourage you, who support you, who don't bring you down because they're not in a good place and they don't want to see you succeed because it makes them feel like more of a failure. You know, and when you find those people, you bring them into your joy. Don't let them pull you into their storm. You know, bring them into your calm. Show them how you can move forward. You know, and it's funny, as you're talking about the weekend, I was thinking about you a couple of weeks ago, and it was before you got in touch with me about the book and not to share. I was just so, it was just one of those crazy days, and I went outside and I hugged a tree for about 15 minutes. And I just hugged a tree and just gave over everything to the tree. And it made me think of being in Vermont on that beautiful day, even though it was a little damp outside and everything, and we went outside and tree hugged. And if you've never hugged a tree, go hug a tree. You can't imagine how wonderful it feels to just let everything dissolve out of your mind and just become one with this incredible tree. And the energy that you pull from it, I mean, you can feel the life from the tree. And it really did. I did. I went outside and I hugged a tree because I was like, all right, there's just too much going on. And I don't know what made me think of it, but it did. It brought me back, and I was like, wait a second. That was such a peaceful feeling, and that's what I need. I need some peace right now. So I did.
Beautiful.
And went and hugged
yeah.
a tree.
In Vividly Woman,
you know?
We call that flirting with nature. And
right.
Yeah. And it's really about resourcing the wisdom of nature, knowing that, you know, nature is our wisest teacher. Everything, you know, everything is reused and recycled in nature. Nothing is cast out. And that's a huge lesson that we can learn from her. And in all of the Vividly Woman trainings, we always spend a lot of time in nature. In fact, we have a whole dance practice called Vivid Dance that is about connecting to the body and the wisdom of nature. And I really encourage that for women because we are, by nature, such sensual beings. And one of the big complaints that I hear from a lot of women who first show up in a Vividly Woman circle is that they feel disconnected from their sensuality. And for them, and a lot of women do this, is that they describe their feminine nature as their sensuality. Those two kind of go hand in hand. And so a really easy and beautiful way for women to reconnect with their sensuality is to spend time out in nature, enjoy the textures and the fragrances and the sounds and the subtleties of the beauty of the natural world and immerse yourself into those. You know, a lot of us are spending time outside going for walks, but we're busy. We're either talking on our cell phones or we're talking to our neighbor who's walking with us. We're not really paying attention. We're not noticing the beauty of nature around us, and we're also not noticing the echo of the beauty of nature on the outside, how it's echoing inside of us. And that's really what sensuality is it's noticing how every experience on the outside has a corresponding response on the inside of our bodies in a felt sense experience, in the language of the body, which is sensation. There's something happening inside of you in response to the vastness of the sky or the shimmering of the light on the water or the fragrance of a rose or the sound of an owl bird flapping. And when you get still enough and quiet enough and present enough, you start to notice the distinctions, the very subtle distinctions that are taking place within your very own body. And then you notice that the richness and the wealth and the beauty and the self-worth that we're always looking for on the outside was actually really on the inside. And that universe and that abundance and that beauty is to be resourced from within you. And that's really the essence of a life that is richly lived, which is the title of my first book, which story you mentioned earlier, Vividly Woman, Textures of a Life Richly Lived. So it's important, it's so, so vitally important for women to start looking inside and finding the beauty and the wealth that we have on the inside.
Absolutely. You know, for those of you just tuning in, we're here on Word of Mom Radio. I'm here with Leela Francis, who's the founder of Vividly Woman. And I want to say hello to our sponsors today, ifnotyouwho.org, which, you know, as a mompreneur, it's a mompreneur's dream because it's a mother and daughter team, Debbie Dutton and her daughter, Alyssa Sunger, and they have created a place to help your child get ready for kindergarten. And it's got over 300 free activities for you to be able to use, you, your kids, your grandparents, babysitters, whatever, to make sure that you get your child ready. School's already started, but we still have kids that are getting ready to go in the spring and next year and everything else. So definitely visit ifnotyouwho.org and take a look at everything they have to offer. And come meet all of our mompreneur sponsors at wordofmomradio.com/MMM/. And all the wonderful women that sponsor Word of Mom Radio. Excuse me. If anybody would like to call in, our call-in number is 646-595-3163. If you'd like to talk to us, make sure you hit the number 1 so I know that you actually want to be on the air and have a question that you'd like to ask Leela, and we'll be happy to bring you into the show. So we're back here on Word of Mom Radio with Leela Francis, and I have to ask you, how are women's emotions a source of their power?
This is a really important piece. And by the way, in Women's Way Home, Navigating Your Path to Embodied Power, there's a whole chapter on emotional power. So I really want to encourage our listeners to spend some time with that. Feelings and emotions are a fact of life. It's the truth of who we are. And the reality is that women are very, very well endowed with the power to love and to empathize and to nurture. And that's how we grow babies and children into healthy adults. So how could that be wrong? But the reality is that the world that we live in not only doesn't value our emotions, the world that we live in actually makes our emotions and our feelings wrong and bad. And they're not welcome in the world, in a lot of work settings and in many, you know, organizations. So the reason that our emotions really are our power is because it's really how we nurture the world around us. But another way that they're really our power is that being honest with ourselves about our feelings is what keeps us in authentic relationship with ourselves. And that's what nurtures intimacy with self. And we can only have intimacy with others when we have intimacy with ourselves. And as far as I'm concerned, you know, you can have just about everything in life, but if you don't have intimate relationships, you're not very happy. And the objective here is to create happier women, more fulfilled women, more healthy women. And intimacy is an important and vital key to more happiness, more fulfillment, and more health. So the more honest you are with yourself about the way that you're feeling, the more intimate you are with yourself. And what I mentioned earlier was that we tend to run away from our feelings. Instead of staying with what's happening and with what's current, we go up into our heads and we begin to justify what we're feeling, and we make up stories about what we're feeling, and we generally make things a lot worse than they are because of that habit and that tendency to go up into the stories in our head. In fact, the analogy that I use is that as soon as you leave your body and you go up into your head, it's like pouring kerosene on an unpleasant and uncomfortable emotion. So I train women to stay in their bodies. And actually, we can experiment with that right now if you want, Dori, and I can actually teach our listeners how to work with their feelings and how to stay home in their bodies. Can we? Is that okay?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. Well, you know, the truth is that often we are categorizing our feelings and our emotions as negative and positive. And we don't value what we think of as the negative emotions. But what the first thing that I want to do is I want to encourage our listeners to reframe that. And instead of calling your emotions either negative or positive, let's call them pleasant or unpleasant, because that's really what they are. You know, anger and sadness and shame and fear, they're not negative. They're truth. They're real. They're telling you something about yourself, and that's intimacy. So they're valuable, but they're not pleasant, and that's the truth of what they are. They're just not pleasant. So let's call them that. Let's call them unpleasant instead of negative, and that's the first thing we want to do. And then the next thing that we want to do, and I'll get everybody to try this with me, I want you to think of something that happened in your life. Try and think of something that either elicited a powerful, unpleasant emotion, something that really created a feeling within you that you didn't like. So, for instance, I'll give you an example from my own life. I Facebook messaged a friend, and I asked her if she would meet with me for dinner recently. I was coming into town through San Francisco, and I wanted her to meet with me for dinner. And she didn't answer my Facebook message. Now, I saw, and you might be able to relate to this story because you're all about social media, I saw on her Facebook that she saw my message, but she never answered me. And so that created a feeling of sadness inside of me and a feeling of resentment and a whole story in my head. So this is what I do, because I really don't want to live in sadness and resentment. I notice that those are a fact of life, but it's not where I want to stay, because I know that if I stay there, it's going to color my whole world with sadness and resentment, and that's not what I want to share with the world. So what I do is I notice, first of all, where is that emotion? Where is that feeling in my body? And I want to ask you to do this now. Ask our listeners. You've identified an unpleasant feeling or emotion. Instead of going up into the story of why that's happening, just notice what's happening in your body when you stay present with that feeling. Where are you noticing the sensation of that emotion in your body? So for me, I notice the sadness and the resentment building in my chest. And the quality of the sensation that I notice is kind of a bleeding. It's a warm, bleeding sensation in my chest, all the way up into my throat. And as I stay present with that sensation, instead of going up into my head and explaining and justifying why I'm feeling that, which is just a way of running away from the unpleasant sensation, instead I'm going to stay with it. And I'm going to notice what it's like to just be with it. I don't have to change it. I don't have to make it any different than it is. I'm just going to stay with it. I'm going to breathe with it. I'm going to allow myself to be with what's happening instead of making it wrong or judging it or running away from it. So do that now. Be with the sensation in your body. Remember, you don't have to change it. Stay present with your breath. Breathing with the sensation of the unpleasant emotion. Allowing that unpleasant emotion to have space in your body. Actually tolerating it within you. Finding out that you can tolerate that unpleasant and uncomfortable emotion. And as you do that, you'll probably begin to notice that that unpleasant emotion and sensation begins to dissolve. Instead of suppressing it, instead of running away from it, instead of denying it, and instead of avoiding it, which just makes it worse, what you've done is you've given it space and you've allowed it to dissolve and vanish and go away so that it is not controlling and running you, and it's not, you know, becoming part of other experiences that have nothing to do with this original issue or original emotion. So for instance, you know, if I held on to that feeling and emotion and went up into my head and made a big story out of it, probably the next time I related to that friend, I'd have this issue stirring underneath. And possibly when I speak to my husband or my mother or my sister or another friend, it may also be stirring and brewing underneath. And it's going to infect other relationships and other situations. And that holds true for whether it's your personal life or your professional life. And one of the things you really don't want to be doing, especially for women in business, you do not want to be infecting your business relationships with unresolved issues, because that is going to sabotage your business relationship. So this is a really important piece for whether, you know, whether it's your personal life or your professional life.
You know, it's kind of hard because I'm following along with what you're saying and I'm doing what you're saying at the same time, so now I have to pull myself back and be show host again. I was really enjoying the journey for a second there. You know, but, and I think that that is a great exercise. I really do, because, you know, so often I think especially as women, we can be so overwhelmed with everything going on. And it was a show we did a long time ago on perfectionism and how if everything isn't exactly the way we want it, it's a reflection on the fact that we're not doing what we're supposed to do. And it does. It sends up all these conflicting emotions within yourself. The reality is nothing's perfect. Normal is a setting on the dryer, you know, and each of us has our, you know, so many gifts. There's so many gifts that each of us possess. And the more freely you share them, I think the more the universe opens up to that joyful power, you know. And I think that that's why I love so much what you do and the work that you do and the workshops and the trainings that you facilitate, because you are putting all of this great energy out into the universe and sharing with others how to create that joyful power within themselves. Because I think it's so easy to get caught up in the this didn't go right, that didn't go right, that didn't go. And again, it's the language, it's the languaging that we use. It's the way that we say something, you know. And just because it wasn't right doesn't make it wrong. It just wasn't right at that moment. It might be right at another time, you know? And so I do. I think the way that we express within ourselves and the, you know, here are my finger quotes in the air again, the labeling that we put on things and our emotions and everything can do one of two things. If we're giving ourselves good quote-unquote labels, as you were talking about before, it empowers you to move forward. But when you're putting all these negative labels on things, how can it not drag you down?
Exactly.
You know? And we do. We create our own anchors that weigh ourselves down instead of creating that joy, finding that good thing. No matter what, there is something good somewhere. No matter how your day did not go the way you planned it, guess what? It was your day. So, you know, man plans, the universe laughs. Because we don't know what's going to happen. And you have to find that way within yourself, I think, that you just, life is what life is. And it's like my friends from, I can't believe, Charging Life. They had the greatest, it just made me laugh so much. You know that old saying, when life gives you, you know, lemons, you make lemonade?
Right.
They put up this graphic and it said, hey, life gave you lemons, say thanks, free lemons. And I just loved it. So every time, whenever something like that happens, I'm just like, hey, thanks, free lemons, you know.
That's right. And you know, the most important thing really is that for us as women is to be able to find our way and our truth and to be able to resource, just like what Dori's talking about. You know, other people can help us. There's very wise teachers out there, and it's important that they can support us, and we can read books and we can learn important ideas. But ultimately, we have to be able to resource ourselves as our own wisest teacher. And that's why what I love about the Vividly Woman coaching is that all of our coaches, you know, are supporting you to do this kind of self-inquiry work so that you can listen inward and be paying attention to what your body and your inner voice and your inner wisdom is telling you. And, you know, recently we did a free call for the Vividly Woman coach training that's starting next month. And one of the really important pieces that we talked about is that as women, we are, you know, we're great at resourcing other people. It's we naturally gravitate towards sharing our you know, what's going on in our lives with people, with other, you know, with our community members or our friends or our sisters, and we tend to gravitate towards that much more readily than men. And that's important, but ultimately what's most important is that we know how to look inward and find our answers on the inside and then become a living model of that so that we can inspire and support other people in our lives by living the most powerful and most radiant version of ourselves. And that's really how we can affect healing and change for the world on a global level, which is, you know, so important to so many of us now as we step into the role of leadership, is that we be leaders in our own lives. It's not necessarily important for you to be standing on stage or for you to be interviewed on the radio or for you to be quoted in a magazine. What's important is that in your own life, you're living authentically and honoringly with yourself and treating yourself as a goddess, and that you model that out into the world, whether it be for your, you know, your business colleagues, your children, or your family members. It's really, really vital now that we each of us be leaders in our own lives in that way.
I love you saying that because it is true. I mean, we're, you know, we are all leaders, and then we can all follow because it doesn't diminish who we are as a leader to look to someone else and, there go my finger quotes again, you know, following their lead. You know, and you as a facilitator, you as what you do with Vividly Women and all of the women that you have trained and everything else. I mean, it is. It's helping women follow your lead to then be able to manifest the leader within themselves.
Exactly. And those words are so beautiful, Dori. Thank you for phrasing it that way. It's really resourcing the leader within yourself. And I just really want to encourage all of the women that are listening to know that you have the wisdom and you have the power. One of the points that I make in Woman's Way Home is that power isn't something that some of us have more of and some of us have less of. And often you may hear somebody say, so-and-so is a really powerful person, and so-and-so has so much power. But personally, I don't agree. I believe that we all have the same amount of power. It's how comfortable we are with our own power. And many of us suppress our power because of how we think it's going to shake up our lives, how it's going to push away the people that currently love us. And we think that if we live in our truest power, that we're going to threaten other people. And the fact is that if you being in your power threatens other people, then those aren't the people that really and truly honor and love who you are. They're the people who you've made an agreement with to be a certain way so that you could exist in relationship with them. And that is very corrosive to who you are as a woman. Who you are as a woman needs to be authentic and true. And if that shakes somebody up and threatens somebody, then so be it. That's maybe who you came into the world to be in order to help them grow. But it's absolutely essential that you be authentic and true to yourself, because that's how you're going to radiate and catalyze healing in the world. So just notice the ways that you're afraid to be the truth of who you are because of how it may shake up your relationship. One of the things that we do in Vividly Woman Coaching is we use three different lenses so that you can identify whatever issue is challenging you right now in your life and how you can become the expert and the wise woman around that. And one of the lenses that we use is called the spiritual lens. And with the spiritual lens, we ask you, well, how are you being used? How is God, Source, the Divine, the Universe, Universal Intelligence, the goddess, the creator, whatever you call it, how are you being used to catalyze healing and change in the world? And so, for instance, let's say you're a woman who can't have children, like me, or let's say you're a woman who you're going through a breakup right now. That's heartbreaking. It's the hardest thing in the world is to have to, you know, split apart from somebody you've loved, or maybe you've lost a loved one. Maybe you're recently, a couple of years ago, my mother died. How can you take whatever experience is happening in your life and is challenging for you and realize that whatever you're learning from going through this and however you're growing is actually a divine gift that is going to help you catalyze healing and change out in the world? And that's using the spiritual lens to shift whatever is happening from making it wrong to understanding that it's completely right and that it actually is serving you, and it's serving all of creation, all of life, every life that you personally touch and the lives that the people that you personally touch, the lives that they touch. And when you identify yourself as a catalyst and a healer on that grand scale, you are stepping in to a level of embodied leadership that is exactly what we're talking about in Vividly Woman.
I'm sitting here shaking my head as I'm listening to you. You know? And it makes me, I read somewhere that, you know, don't change to attract people. Be yourself, and the right people will be attracted to you. And I do think that that is something that women struggle with all the time. We constantly try to change who we are, not celebrate who we are, because of, you know, society, whatever. I mean, we had Dr. Barnsley Brown on, and she was talking about 5 boundaries that mompreneurs and women must set. And it was so funny because here's this lovely Southern woman, and I'm completely not expecting what she was talking about. And one of them was channeling your inner bitch. And it was so funny because she was like, she said, and I don't mean that in a bad way. She said, you have to be strong within yourself and celebrate the power, the strength, and everything that you have within yourself, you know, and stop letting other people diminish your light. And I think very often for women that we do that, that we let others diminish the light that we have that shines because it makes someone else feel uncomfortable, because we feel good. You know, it's so funny. My brothers will tease me because I've gone through lots of things in my life. We all have. And not all of them have been, you know, sunshine and lollipops. But my brothers are like, you are always smiling. You're always talking about the wonderful that's coming next and everything else. How do you do that? And I'm like, because it's just the way I am. I don't know. What can I tell you? I can't get bogged down in what happened yesterday when there's today to live. I'm going to learn. You have to learn from the things that you do right. You have to learn from the things that didn't go the way you wanted them to. And you take that with you. But it's about moving forward. If you constantly get caught up in the pain of what has already gone on, how do you pull yourself out to enjoy what you are living right now? And that's why I love what you are doing. I love you sharing with women, Leela, how to live in the moment and how to make that moment and move to the next moment and build and grow and empower not only yourselves, but it empowers the other people around you to help them live their truth.
Exactly.
You know?
And we each have that power, and that's the beauty. We each have that power.
Absolutely. So tell people how they can find your book. When is it going to be released? Where are they going to be able to find it, and how can they get in touch with you?
Okay. Well, for the book, go to www.womanswayhome, and that's singular womanswayhome.com. And you can actually purchase the book now. And
oh, yeah.
You can. And if you go to www.vividlywoman.com, you can find out all about Vividly Woman and all of the trainings and the programs and the courses that we offer. And as I mentioned, we are starting our next coach training next month. We're doing a free call for that coming up. So if you're interested in hearing more about the coach training, send me an email at info@vividlywoman.com, and I'll send you the link so that you can register for it. And we also have a Dance Your Power live event in Northern California near Santa Cruz coming up next month, and all of that can be found at vividlywoman.com. Just have a cruise around and look at all of our trainings and courses that are coming up soon.
You know, I have to say it's unique for me. Very often, most of the time, the women that I've, you know, share on the show have never had a chance to meet in person and things like that. I feel very lucky that I'm somebody who, you know, in sharing you, I've lived those moments with you at the Circle Workshop and understand. And I have to say, for anyone who has the opportunity, go to Vividly Woman. And if you can go to a weekend workshop, if you can go to one of the week-long events that happen, go. Go celebrate that sisterhood. Go find that goddess within, because it is such an empowering, wonderful experience. It really is. It's just very freeing to dance your power. You know, it's an amazing thing. It really is. Go flirt with nature. Find out what that's all about, because it is just a joy. It really, truly is. And I you know, love that I can speak firsthand about it, you know, and it's not something that's like, oh, yeah, maybe one of these days I'll get to do that. It was just, you know, the way it all came about, I mean, it all just happened in, what, 3 days? But, again, that's living in the moment, you know? Mm-hmm. It really is. And I have to honestly say, you'll never meet anyone like Leela. You are such an amazing woman, and I'm so proud of how freely you share your gifts and how you enable and empower and encourage and inspire other women to find that sensual goddess within and be able to let it go free. You know, good for you. Good for you that you answered that kind of call in your life.
Thank
you know,
you,
and I sincerely mean it. But I have to ask you, do you encourage women to express all of their emotions?
Well, I absolutely do. But a really important piece around this is that, first of all, we are each responsible for our emotions. So if you find that you're making anybody else responsible for emotions or blaming anybody or venting our emotions at other people, you're not taking responsibility for the way that you're feeling, and you're creating more pain and more suffering for yourself, not to mention other people. So one of the really important things is that, you know, unpleasant emotions like anger and shame and sadness and blame, all of those things, if you let them build up inside of you, they become toxic. So it's absolutely important that you do express them. But what you have to understand is that it's nobody else's responsibility to have to witness the expression of your emotions. In fact, one of my teachers told me that, you know, expressing anger or rage is kind of like going to the bathroom. You can't expect anybody to have to witness that, and you shouldn't be expected to have to witness anybody else going to the bathroom. So anger is the same way. It's yours to deal with. So I encourage you to find ways to express your emotions that are healthy. Painting, drawing, running, singing, dancing, creative endeavors are wonderful ways to express your emotions. Take time every day to come face to face with whatever you're feeling and spend time there so that you can cleanse and honor what you're feeling. And that's in a really important way to make sure that each and every day you honor your emotions and you cleanse whatever's there so that it doesn't ripple out and infect other relationships. And remember that if you're blaming somebody else for the way that you're feeling, you're just creating more suffering for yourself. And that's a really good opportunity for you to use the exercise I guided you in earlier, which is what are you feeling and where are you sensing it? And we call that exercise I Feel, I Sense. And that will help you to cleanse and move and to resolve and to dissolve the unpleasant emotion.
You know, it makes me think of my son. When my daughter went through her teenage, you know, one evening I gave my sweet little girl a kiss goodnight, tucked her into bed, and the next morning she woke up, and as she came down the stairs, I was drinking my morning tea, and I was like, oh, you look so pretty. Your hair looks so pretty today. And she was like, why? Because it didn't look good yesterday? And it was like, whoa. You know, the hormone fairy hit, and for the next few years of my daughter dealing with it, and I said to my son one day, I was like, it's just making me nuts. And he was like, you know what, Mom? She's responsible for her actions. You're responsible for your reactions. And I was like, that is absolutely brilliant and really very, very true. And so I just chose not to buy a ticket to the dance. When she would have her little hormone. Yeah, I would just sip my tea. I was driving to her dad's one day, and she was yelling so loud like the windows were shaking. And my son's sitting in the front seat. And when she got out, I opened the window. I'm like, bye, honey, love you. Blew her a kiss. My son was like, what was that? I was like, my life for the last couple of years. He's like, Mom, I can't believe you didn't yell back or anything. And I said, no, I thought about what you said. She's responsible for her actions. I'm responsible for my reactions. And I choose not to react in a negative way. I'm just going to let her vent because this is what she needs to do right now. And eventually she'll get a hold of her emotions and stuff, and this is her journey. She's navigating life as a teenage girl, which you'll never understand because you're a teenage boy, you know? Mm-hmm. But it's true, you know? And I like your analogy that anger's like going to the bathroom. You know, everybody has to, but you don't want anybody there to have to witness it. You know, and I can't believe how fast an hour can go. I really can't. We'll be here Tuesday in the Business Spotlight with Janice Clark and Social Media Help Not Hype. And then next Thursday on the Mompreneur Model Show, I have the marvelous Aria Yeager joining me again and sharing her new book. And I just love all of these women who are, you know, I'm just so proud to be able to share women who are sharing not only their womanhood, but helping other women and empowering and encouraging and supporting and loving them through their journey. So, Leela, thank you. I'm so glad that you were able to come here and share today. Again, go to vividlywoman.com, find out about the workshops, find out about the book, womanswayhome.com. Give yourself the gift that Leela is sharing with you, because believe me, it's a wonderful gift. So any last words before we end?
Thank you so much, Dori, for having me on, and I want to encourage and inspire all of our listeners today to remember that you're already amazing just the way you are. We can grow, we can heal, we can discover more about ourselves, but it's not about needing to change or fix anything. Remember how amazing you are and celebrate the beautiful goddess and the woman that you already are and radiate that out into the world. Thank you for being with us today.
Wow, what a great way to end. So for everybody tuning in, thanks so much for joining us here today. We'll see you next week, and until then, go out and create a marvelous you. Bye for now.